You're listening to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's show. Thanks again for tuning in to Trade Entrepreneur podcast. It's been a really weird week this week, massively weird, for a whole number of reasons. It's the start of the silly season for chimney sweeps, so we've been incredibly busy, very long days, and it takes a while to get back into the swing of things and going at it this hard for the amount of days that we do and the length of those days. And obviously it's can't have gone unnoticed that in the UK particularly this week we had the massive news of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, which isn't normally something I'd talk about in terms of, you know, a big news story, but I think this is one of those which is just, it's so big that you've got to mention it. And I'll talk about that in a minute and how it's affected some things in the business this week particularly. But just reversing back slightly, we had obviously a very busy week sweeping chimneys, and also we got some great media coverage this week actually. Last weekend we were featured in the Mail on Sunday newspaper, which is a really big newspaper in the UK. I was quoted in it about you know, how people are really wanting our services and the booking in, and we're taking so many calls from people who haven't had their chimney swept for years or never even used a fire, but they've bought a house and there's a fire there and they've not particularly looked at it much other than maybe to put some candles in it or some flowers, and then deciding because of the upcoming winter and the fuel bills that's on the horizon, they're thinking they want to start using their fire. So we got some great coverage in the paper itself and online, which is accessed by millions of people. So that was exceptionally great exposure. And then on Monday morning, I was interviewed live on the GB News channel, the breakfast program, for about 5 minutes, which was just great. It was great exposure for us as a company, but it was also great exposure for the message of sweeps in general, about the importance of getting your flu swept, and you know how great solid fuel appliances can be. And it was wonderful exposure. That they used some of our pictures and they used some footage from our promo videos. And the amount of people who got in touch afterwards saying we saw you, it's great. I had one customer who doesn't normally watch that particular channel, but just flicking through, and all of a sudden they saw me and thought, hang on a second, he was around our house last week. So it was that was a wonderful opportunity to slightly nerve wracking, because at the end of the day you're doing a live interview. I was in our living room and we were doing it down the line, and the sound wasn't particularly great, so I couldn't hear quite a lot of the stuff, but the interview went fantastically and lots of positive comments on that. And then subsequently we got a bit more national media coverage in the Daily Star and also in the Daily Telegraph as well. So it's been quite a week. We national printed media, online media, and of course national TV coverage as well, which for a business, any business, is fantastic. But obviously a chimney sweeping business, it was just out of this world. And you know, we've really the Mr. Sut brand is now better known than it was this time last week. So it was wonderful, and I'm very grateful to all those media outlets for giving us the opportunity to be on there. The death of Queen Elizabeth, I was just driving between jobs and I was listening to the radio, and it was covering a debate in Parliament about energy bills, funnily enough. And one of the presenters was saying there's notes being handed around among the MPs and, you know, the front benches, and they're looking quite, concerned. So that was the first time I clocked it. And then I went into a customer's house. I swept the chimney. And as I was packing up, it started mentioning on television about the Queen. So that carried on for the majority of the afternoon. And I got home, and within about an hour or so, it had been announced that she died. And like most people in the UK, it was quite a shock. I mean, obviously, someone who's 96, you expect them at some point. Well, it happens to all of us, obviously, but it's not unexpected. But it was still quite a shock. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder how things will change, because I seem to remember a couple of years ago when the coronavirus pandemic started to become major news and talk of lockdowns, you could sense a shift in mood among the people of the country in general and customers. And I wondered whether it would have a similar effect, and what would happen, because we've never had a national period of mourning for a monarch in the last 70 odd years. So it's gonna be something unprecedented in our lifetime, and a bit like the coronavirus pandemic, which was also unprecedented. You just don't quite know how these things are going to go. That evening, we continued to have a few bookings, and I thought, well, okay, people aren't just dropping everything. It's clearly it's there, it's happening, but you know, normal life is continuing. And then I kind of thought to myself, how as a company should we acknowledge this? Now, I noticed that quite a few companies on their social media platforms had started to acknowledge it. Now, this was quite an interesting one for me, because it highlighted the difference between my role as a business owner and my own personal, what I would do on my own Facebook page, for instance. So generally speaking, I wouldn't necessarily comment about something as personal as someone's death on social media, and certainly not someone I didn't know. So I was kind of caught in two minds about how to market, or whether to market through the company's social media channels. And it's not, I mean, let's face it, it's not as if there was a dearth of companies paying their respects and posting pictures of the Queen, etc. And I must admit, I was a bit clueless as to what to do. Because I, like I say, in my own personal life, it's probably not something I would mention on social media. I just let people get on with it. But I thought, as a company, we have to acknowledge this. Otherwise, if you don't, it could be taken the wrong way. But if we do acknowledge it and we go completely overboard, it can be seen in a different way. It's almost like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So I sat on this for quite a few hours, and I took advice on it, and I came to the conclusion that we would mention it, but we wouldn't necessarily go overboard. I think by that time, a period of a few hours had elapsed. In fact, it was the following day, and I decided that the best thing to do was to just have a nice, poignant picture of the... the Union flag at half mast near some chimneys, which obviously was very fitting given our industry, and just used a quote from Queen Elizabeth to go alongside that. And I thought it wasn't over the top, it was respectful, but it was understated, and I thought that was the appropriate way to go. And like I say, it's not something I put on my own Facebook page, but I think as a business, I think that was the right call. I think it was. I mean, you know, you're never quite sure of these things, but I think it goes to show in a way that you're, as a business owner, I think it's important to understand the different roles that you have in your personal life and your business life. I think a lot of smaller companies, and particularly one person bands, they just basically, well, I'll please myself. Whatever I do in my personal life, I will do in my business life, and that's the end of it. And I think I've never really thought that, and particularly since we've got staff, I think you have to be a lot more pragmatic than that. You've got to be able to see things from different points of view. And that's the one thing I do pride myself on, that at least thinking about things from different points of view, and how will this land, and how will this, what is the right thing to do given the context and the circumstances, which I think that those things are very important as well. And funnily enough, in the days that have emanated since then, I think we did make the right call. And listening to some of the tributes, I think, again, it was very interesting because people's memories of the Queen and talking about her, and there was her personal side and there was her professional side. And of course, her whole life from a very young age was given over to the service of the country. And, you know, it's quite possible that's, you know, in another life that she wouldn't have had to do that, and she maybe not wouldn't have wanted to do that, but she understood what her role was, her duty, and she discharged those duties to the best of her ability. And I think you don't need to be a royalist or a fervent supporter of the monarchy to acknowledge that. And I think I always look for parallels. There are massive parallels in people in public life, and I enjoy reading about people in public life because I think there is certainly a common theme among people's sense of duty and wanting to do the right thing, and also understanding that with different hats on, you do have to act differently. I'm not saying that you would have to, you know, completely go against your principles or anything like that, but I think sometimes you, particularly if you want to be a role model, to grow a business, to be an entrepreneur, then you have to understand that your own personal feelings sometimes aren't the right feelings for the business or for the greater good. So I found this week very interesting for that. And also I was just struck by the fact that, you know, this time last week we had Queen Elizabeth II as our monarch and Boris Johnson as our prime minister. And now we've got King Charles III and we've got Prime Minister Liz Truss. So it's been a complete change at the top in and again I'm going to use the word unprecedented. I don't think this has happened ever, I don't think. So it's, and I feel for all those people involved. I certainly feel for Prince Charles, who, you know, quite frankly, he has lost both his parents in reasonably quick succession, and he now has to step up very publicly and undertake a role. And I think that's incredibly hard. And again, you don't have to be a flag-waving royalist to appreciate how much of a difficult role that is. And also for the Prime Minister, I think, again, you don't have to be a particular supporter of her or her party to understand that this is someone who's, obviously, she took on this role, but in no way would she expect to have to step up like this in such a within days, in such a short period of time. So, and it's, to me, it's fascinating to watch, and you kind of, I personally look at how these people work with and how they cope with this situation, and I think most people who are in leadership roles or are interested in leadership, I think they'll be watching the next few weeks very closely, because I think you can learn a lot of lessons from people who are doing a fantastic job in very, very difficult circumstances. So, Yeah, this week's show, it wasn't going to be about leadership, but I think given what we've had this week, and I think because obviously the Queen is such a figurehead around the world, that perhaps no other monarch has ever attained that level of recognition. I think it's, you know, wherever you're listening to this from, I think it's a very apt lesson and message to share and discuss. And also, it just shows you the fact that, you know, things can change so quickly. I mean, you know, again, earlier this week, we didn't, as a company, expect to be on national television, but you are presented opportunities, and you have to rise to the occasion. Clearly, you know, King Charles III, he knew at some point he would be king, but let's face it, no one knew exactly when, and at that particular moment, he had to step up, same as the Prime Minister had to step up very, very quickly after just being appointed Prime Minister to discharge the functions and the duties of their office. And I think you can learn so much by watching how these people in these roles discharge those duties in the next few weeks. As a business, we've carried on trading. We now know that the Queen's funeral will be a bank holiday, Monday, September the 19th. So that's something that we'll have to look at, because obviously, given the time of year, we have bookings on that day, and that's something that we will have to look at, and I'll speak to our team on Monday about what we do about that. But these, you know, again, there was a Prime Minister years ago, I think it was Harold Macmillan, who would say the biggest threat to anyone's stability is events, dear boy, events. And there's certainly been events this week, but it's how you rise to these challenges and how you get through them. So I think I'll wrap up there. I think, like I say, this week's podcast was never meant to be about this, but I think it's worth reflecting on. And I think going forward, there'll be many, many lessons to learn from all this. And I think once the period of mourning is over, and the waves just go back into being very calm ripples, we'll have a greater sense. I'm always very reluctant to analyze stuff on the hop, but I think sometimes it's quite useful to get people's instant take on things, because then you can look back in a few years or whenever and just think, yeah, that was an interesting period. I now think this, and you might have changed your own particular view on it. So thanks again for joining me on Trade Entrepreneur. You know, as always, you can always listen to this on Amazon Music, on Apple Podcast, or on Spotify. Drop me an email, david@trade-entrepreneur.co.uk. We're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter @TEP Show. Many thanks for joining me. Have a good week, and we'll see you all again very soon.